Is that the door? Okay. Oh, there's John. Yeah, say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry you don't feel well.
Hi, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for
Me
coming.
too. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if possible to maybe move my parts to the beginning of the meeting and
Go to sleep.
then maybe I can leave and go to sleep.
Absolutely. How about we accept minutes from October and then you go right after that?
Okay,
Treasures
sure.
report.
Sure.
Did you have another part or just treasures report?
Also the budget part, which we have in new business, but it could be part of the treasurer's report, I
Yeah,
think.
let's just make a part of treasures report.
Yeah, if there was something that I wanted to talk about for new business, I would just wait until that. Okay, well,
I think if you
that's not on
said
the
it now,
agenda.
it's great
Since
because
I
then I could
had
write
it,
it down.
okay. I would like to talk about possibly doing another Zoom Beanie session. If we would like to agree on what to do with the funds from the budget that we got as donations from that man who passed away, who I cannot remember his name, and he decided to have everybody send money here.
Nice.
So
Nice.
that's just something
Good. Thank
keep in
you.
mind, of course.
Thank you. Okay, John. So I've officially moved you up to after the minutes. So here we are recording, and I am Laura Lawson Tucker. Fearfully no, leading this meeting. And we know we are missing Judith, who's away. And John is online, our fearless treasurer. And we don't have a friends representative today, but Davida did write to me to say she didn't have anything to report. So friends is not physically represented tonight. And we've just made a change that after we accept the minutes, we're moving treasurer's report after that because John is home not feeling so well. So we want John to be able to go to bed. If that's what you want.
Thank
So,
you.
yeah, absolutely. Can we accept the minutes from the October meeting?
So moved.
So moved. Everyone in favor of that?
I second it.
You seconded it.
Second,
Thank you. Okay.
we're
Okay.
supposed to call
I.
it, right?
Yeah,
You're supposed to call the poll.
we
You
do
have
a
to
little
call someone.
hybrid. We
Yeah.
don't have to do Robert's rules.
Oh, okay.
So I tend to like to be a little bit more relaxed.
Okay,
But
that's
as long
just
as
the
we
planning
make
commission.
sure,
We have
yeah.
to do
But
that.
as long as we know everyone isn't in Vienna.
Okay.
So they're
Okay, good.
accepted. Minutes are accepted.
Yeah, great.
Okay, good. So, John, you are on.
Oh, great.
Big
You
moment.
came sooner than you thought.
Luckily I'm all prepared. Okay, so I guess to start with the monthly report, which I just want to pull up here. Did everybody get a chance to look at it?
Yes. That's your part.
And
And Emma, I've got a hard copy I can
financial
give you
report
if you want.
oh yeah, and so right, hi Emma.
Yes, that's right.
And I guess for Megan also, this is still new. So we
Sorry, who's this?
every month look at
It's two.
monthly report, and
That.
we
One, this one,
are basically just tracking how we're doing against
yeah.
what we budgeted. And I would say that we are on track.
Yeah, so it's this one you want, profit and loss. Yeah, those two.
Yep.
But sorry, we're getting it. Oh, sorry, we've got three different reports, so
Yeah.
they're
That's okay,
showing.
right. Yeah. So this
That's
is the profit and loss.
great.
Yep. And let me see if I have any special notes. I don't have anything special to note here. I guess this is we've moved into a different operating procedure where Amber meets with Patrice, who's the treasurer of the Friends group, and to have to give her the invoices to then or be paid out of the friend's bank account until we get our new town set up. So, and that has been working.
Hey John, could you just give a very quick overview summary of these big changes for Emma and maybe for Megan?
Sure.
Just brief.
Yeah, so in the past, the trustees and the friends of the library had a sort of joint bank account, which was legally under the Friends of the Library 501c3 tax ID, and we would use it together. And we are trying to separate it out so that the friends do their own thing and that the trustees have their own account. And the way we are working on setting that up is with Erica and Ellie in the town office, and we will have a it is we don't know exactly how it will totally be set up. It might be part of just another the town's grand municipal account, or it might be a separate account. But that's a work in progress. And so we've had some steps along the way in this more recent. And so I used to be a signer on that joint account. And I would sign the checks as treasurer of the trustees, and I would sign checks. But I am no longer a signer, and it's so only friends are signers on there now, and as part of this transition. So I think that's a, is that a, did I catch it all?
That's good.
Amber, what do you think?
Basically, we're just teasing things apart and striving for more clarity.
Okay. And so then, if the friends raise money, then they would transfer funds to the library account?
Yes, with when
No.
we request,
When we request.
right? When we request.
So there's all these kind of legacy funds that it's they're kind of woven together with what the library trustees raised through the annual appeal. Went to the friend's account. So ultimately, there's over $200,000 held in the friend's library account. As the town account gets established, it's likely that the majority of that money will get moved to the town held account. It'll be the library account that held, but it'll be the library's money. The town won't be able to take that money and use it for the general fund. Then starting now, when the friends raise money, like with the raffle this summer, that's strictly theirs to manage. So in the interim, Amber is going to the friends and they're paying some of the bills. This is we're calling it the great untangling. But see, as a
It's a conversation though between you and the friends.
yeah,
What
and
they raise, right?
when they do raise and want to give to the library, which is the first way they raise money. They would either pay for that expense directly or pay it to the library, which is data sound.
Got it. And so do the friends have like a specific things that they are, I didn't know this because I always found this on the friends. Do they have specific things that they will raise money for, like books, or I know it's like summer camp, so
Yeah,
things like that.
it's not. It says like library activities, so it's pretty flexible. But it could be right now there. It could be like museum and art classes and programming and flexible things.
Well, basically programming. Books is taxes.
And so we have right now with the town, we have a line in So money that comes in for the library right now has a place to go with the town, and they're tracking that. But we just don't have yet the expense line set up so that we to track stuff to pay out of it. So we have our annual appeal coming up, and all the money that gets raised from that will be going into this line in the town budget or town accounts. And we just are trying to get we're trying to get it set up, as soon as possible, but with a really maybe it might not be set up until the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st.
An
Update for Philip. This is news to
Oh, that's well, awesome. we just met with Ellie and Erica again on Friday, and they are, think there were a lot of really good ideas. But at every time, Ellie often wants to check in with the auditor to make sure that we can just do this one time without and have it be how we want it to be, which I think
Yeah.
is fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, to I guess, did anybody have any questions about the profit and loss? Thank you. The only thing that jumps out is that the professional fees were went more than what was budgeted, but and that's part of this process that we were or the friends really are working with a lawyer and accountant firm to help make sure that the separation is done in a legal way. And so it just was more than we had budgeted, but I think that there is plenty of money there to cover it, so it's not a worry. And then so if there weren't any other questions there, I will jump to the. Sorry, my brain feels a little spaced out, but so if I wander too much, please rein me back in. The Amber also sends us separately from the profit and loss. We get a separate report for the books and services, which is just a spreadsheet PDF that she sent out. And that is because last year we started having a books and services line in the town budget. And it's just one line in the town budget, but we track it, breaking it out into adult materials, children's materials, digital resources, other materials, which would be like puzzles and games and whatever other library of things stuff. The Catamount Library Network and the courier fees. And the courier fees that are paid out of that line do not cover the total costs of a courier service that we have, but it's a piece of it. It also gets covered from partly from a grant that we get from the State Department of Libraries and partly out of our fundraising because we had last year decided to try to get to add another stop, so we had two stops per week, and it's a part of a we decided we would pay for that out of fundraising as an experiment to see how it went. before asking it to be covered by taxes. So we're in the middle of that experiment. So far, I would say it's going well. But that's where that is. So anyway, if you looked at that spreadsheet, you can see that we are, I would say, also on track. So, Megan, for these types of reports, just because they are new on this thing, sorry, I say all these words and stuff, but really, you can summarize it. And the
Do you
summary for our
want to know
monthly report is we are on track.
what I said?
As simple as that.
That's really as simple as it gets, but.
I said nothing special to report moving into temporary setup where Amber meets with Patrice, but we also talked about that last month. So maybe I should just remove that from the minutes. Is that okay? Or should I leave it?
Or you'd say that Amber is still
And Amber continues to be.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
And then I said that we just, updated Emma on the current state of our finances, and we are on track for our
On
monthly.
track. Cool.
Okay.
Good. And so, yeah. So, books and services, Amber's doing a great job spending money. Way to go, Amber. And also, we are on track. You can see the spending is not always like consistently the same number every month and whatever, but she's got here a percent. We're 42% of the budget spent, and it being November makes us 5 months into the fiscal year. So that would be under 50%. I'm not going to do that math in my head, but anyway, we're right on track. Okay.
Excellent.
So with the monthly report out of the way, I would like to move on to my other treasurer reports. So one, we already mostly talked about how Amber and I met with Erica and Ellie again last week, and we are just moving forward with that process. And I think it's all positive, and it's just taking time, but it looks like we're headed in the right direction. And so that feels good. And one of the things that we checked on during that meeting was whether we could get online payments through the town. And it seems like we can do that, but because they just started having a online service that they, I think it's, I don't know if subscribe is the right word, but that they use for people to pay taxes online. And Ellie said that they are setting it up so people can donate to the Conservation Commission that way. And so it will be really easy to just do the same thing for the library, and it would be probably a drop down menu on it that said like donations library or something like that.
That's great.
And so, but she said that she thinks we need to have a select board approval in order to move forward with that plan. And so I told Erica to put me on the agenda for the next select board meeting, which is next Monday. And so I will be requesting approval from the select board for us to get online donations. I think that they will probably say yes, sounds good. I don't see any reason why that would not happen. So just a formality, I think. But just so everybody knows that that's coming up. And so hopefully that will be in place and be a potential option even for the annual appeal, but we're not sure, and I'll just have to keep you updated. So there's that. And then now I guess I would like to move on to the big thing, which is our annual budget. Unless anybody has any questions yet for me. Hearing none. So the annual budget, this is our, we do this once a year and it's budget time. And the process is that Amber and I go over the numbers from the previous couple of years to see where things have been spent and try to project into the next year where we want. And
This is for fiscal year 27.
so this will be fiscal year 27, which starts July 1st of 2026. So next summer. So it's a very it's a difficult process because we're projecting out
These are
at
the
least
deep.
a half a year, and we're projecting out for the spending for that whole year into 2027, and we're just right now not quite halfway even through this fiscal year. So then we use last year to see how much we actually spend on different things. And so it's a process that takes a lot of kind of guesswork and just readjustments every year. And this year is another kind of change as we're trying to move through this transition of creating more clarity and sort of separating ourselves more from the friends group. So this year's actually will look, I'd say, maybe quite a bit different than last year's, although it looks very similar. But Amber has come up with a number of new, I'm sorry, I lost it here. How am I? There it is. Amber's come up with new budget lines. And so some of the previous year's information is not, we're not able to show it exactly inside of these budget lines because the budget lines were a little bit different in previous years. So if you wanted to look at what the overall picture was, you could go down to the very bottom, the so-called bottom line, where we have total expenses, total revenues, and revenue over expenses. And you can see what we're proposing for FY27 is in the shaded gray column. And then two columns to the left is what was our FY26, which is our current budget we're in. That's the budget that we approved last year. And then two more columns over is the FY25 budget. And so one thing that I look at is just how we are comparing overall. And the difference there is off to the side. It's about $4,000 and approximately 4% increase, which 4% is considered level funded. And so that is not a very big increase. And so, anyway, so I think we did really well at putting together a budget that has increases in places where it's needed, but we managed to move things around in a way that overall does not have a huge increase, despite costs of everything going up so much this
Yeah.
past year. So,
Good work for you guys. Really good job.
thank you. Yeah,
That's a
and
lot of work. A lot of work.
yeah, and so the format of this is all a very rough draft that it will look I don't know what it will look like in the town report, and that's what we are working with Ellie and Erica on. But the important thing, sorry, the important thing for us all here is we are hoping to, after we have this discussion, that we will have a vote to approve this budget. And then we can take the numbers and work out what format it will be presented in the town report. And so anyway, so that's just to say that don't worry too much about the format of it. The thing that we're worried about is the actual numbers right now. And I guess I'll just try to walk you through it. So
John,
we
will
all
you also talk about you when you get to this, what the trustees will help raise for what work? Because that comes right on us. Let's be clear about that.
So yeah, the first part to look at up at the top is the library revenue section. And the first line there, general fund, that is the amount that gets raised by taxes, and that is represented in the town budget. Under there are two lines currently in the town budget. One is Guilford Free Library wages, and one is Guilford Free Library books and services. And that off to the side there, you can see the those two lines. You can see that the vast bulk of it is wages, and books and services there. So that's what that number represents. The
Hey John, sorry to interrupt. I also passed out this fridge, this other piece of paper, which is wages.
The wages thing. Okay.
And the very bottom one is FY27. And then just in case you wanted a little history of what it was, which is always interesting. So there's that detail to see as well, what is behind that number.
So yeah, and I think maybe we can talk a little bit more about that when we get to that expenses part.
Yeah, great.
That sounds good. Okay, yeah, so basically that number here in the revenue is us working off of what we project the expenses to be, and then we're asking for that number. So that's what that is. So maybe, I don't know, maybe revenue is not the place to start. Now that I think about it. Because yeah, so the revenue numbers, we put some of them that are like the grants. Those are numbers that we just know what they are going to be. Or I guess that's what we hope they're going to be. We have gotten those grants the last several years, and there's always a chance that we don't get it, but we feel confident that we'll get it again. The fiber optic grant we actually is actually a part of a 10-year grant, so that is money that we already have. That is to be paid out over 10 years. So that's the amount that we are estimated we would need for FY27. And then the printing, cash donations, and miscellaneous fees are just kind of estimates of what comes in for when people use the printer in the library, or people just come in and want to put a little bit of money in the little donation box or whatever. Or that there are a couple other miscellaneous fees, but and then the second line there in the revenue is fundraising. That is 13,000 and $95. And that is the number that Laura was talking about. That's like what the number that we are raising by fundraising. And some of that might come from the friends. And in the past, the friends would be contributing to that overall number, but we don't have at this point a commitment from the friends for a certain amount of that. So it just right now is just fundraising. And we have the last several years raised well over what we had budgeted. And so this year, you can see that in the previous fiscal year, it was 12,000 and almost $300. And so this year is almost $1,000 more. We felt like we had done such a good job over the last really 5 years of consistently over fundraising that we felt comfortable bumping that up by almost $1,000 this year. And if we don't meet that, we have built up that reserve that should be able to cover it. So that's the revenue stuff. Then to see where we got those numbers, we can look at the expenses. And in the first section of the library expenses, we have the expenses that are covered by taxes in the town budget. And the first line of that is the wages line. And then the next several lines are all included in that books and services line. And so to talk about the wages line, you can see that it is, oh, about 4,000 more than last year's budget. And the reason for that increase can be seen in the handout that Amber gave you on the wages, and that we have, following the town employees are all getting a 3% cost of living increase this year. And so we are following that. So for Emma and Megan, who haven't been here in previous years, we generally follow what the town does with that, but we do have the authority to make up our own decision there, our own number. But generally, we follow what the town does as just to, I don't know, keep things kind of in a feel coordinated. So they're doing 3% this year. So we put that in. And then the, but then there are two changes that go outside of that. One is that the library sub position is going to be getting, we added an hour a week to that position to cover more, basically just to right size it. We're trying to right size it to cover all of the paid time off that both Amber and Leah get. And so that's an increase in the hours for that position. And then the assistant school age coordinator position, we were gave a bump to make it be $16 an hour in order to attract people to fill that position because it's hard to fill. Because it's only a few weeks in the middle of the summer, we're basically targeting teenagers, maybe college age high school or college age. And so we
And that's
wanted.
how, yeah, be one of the teachers, assistant teachers. What's the minimum wage?
It's a little over minimum wage, yeah.
Yeah, good. That's good.
And so those, so with those two changes, and the cost of living increases are where the increases are in the wages lines.
Current minimum wage in Vermont is $14.01. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
So, okay. Then for the books and services lines, we have it broken out into the categories for adult materials, children's materials, digital resources, other materials. So th those digital resources, there are these are the ones that are covered by taxes, which is the Green Mountain Library Consortium, Libby stuff, and that number increased by 100, that the fee we have for that increased by $100. So you could see last year it was $600, now 700. That's the one increase in the books and services line. And all the other fees stayed the same. So with the courier fee, we left it the same, because we are only partway into our experiment with the two stops. And so we felt like we wanted to maybe do a full year of that before potentially adding that into our ask for the town. And so we overall have that total books and services line of 8,148, and last year it was 8,048. So it's just $100 more. And then overall, what we're asking from taxes is again just a 4% increase. So we felt good about that since we are asking for some increases there, but it's still within what's considered level funded. So.
Another question. As you know, we have a couple of CDs that will mature in August that are restricted funds that were donations to purchase children's books.
Right.
And we haven't really discussed it as a finance committee, but could we consider offsetting some of that expenses that we currently get from town appropriations and pay for children's books using the funds that we have on hand?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that is a question for the finance committee to take up. That would involve what our gift policy is, which we are currently working on. And my understanding of it right now is that gifts like that are supposed to supplement the budget, not replace the budget. So
But they've also been sitting in the bank for decades, not used. Like one
this
of them
is the
goes back.
Calista Fund.
There's the other ones. There's a couple other ones like that are from the 19 late 80s.
But they've been used, have
They
they?
have been,
Just
yeah, they have been used, yeah. So
use the other
they
ones.
are in CDs that I forget what they are. They might have different terms, but maybe let's say that there might be a year term on the CD, and then it matures, and the interest earned could then be taken out and put into the money market account and be either used or be basically reimbursing what was our, like they were used ahead of time and then get reimbursed from that, if that makes sense. That's just an accounting kind of thing. But so yeah, those exist and they would be not reported here.
Right. No, I was just wondering. You say it get like if you have an annual budget of $2,500 for children's books, are there times we need to go above that, and that's when you would consider using money from those funds?
So, I haven't used money from those funds yet, since because our fundraising has always been so much higher than we budgeted for. I'm not sure what Kathy did. I think it was like what John was talking about, that it was to go over or
Supplement.
to supplement, or to reimburse. I don't have a good history on that because we don't have any policies that guide how we use it. Right. There's
Okay.
not there, which would be great.
Once it's identified, like Callista's money was identified toward books. That's what her family wanted. We have that, but not how it is implemented.
Right, and that's yes, exactly. There is quite a bit of information on it, but there's not specific guidelines on
How to
how and
spend it.
when to spend it, or
Because I don't know that it can only be used to supplement.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're right, John. I think the finance committee needs to, tease this apart.
I think that the money has been is sitting there, and if we could offset the budget a little bit, it's minute. It might be $500, it might be $1,000. That isn't being used for
Absolutely.
its purpose that it was donated for.
Right. I mean, I think it's something for the finance committee to really tease apart, I think.
But just nice to see what the rest of the board thinks about it.
I would think that it would, I'm not sure, given, I would be curious about that. Because since the books and services line is so new, I don't know if it would make sense to ask less of it so soon after having it at all. You know what I mean?
Just, I don't know. It might be the townsman, like, oh, this is a nice thing. The library is kind of saving us a few pennies. But it literally is pennies for each household. But I think it's more the idea
The
that this
concept
money
of
was
it,
given and we want to use it. I mean, literally, one of those names are from 1989.
The original, but Jeanette, that's it's the interest that it earns is what gets used. So That
yes,
was.
it's from 1989, but the idea is that the interest it earns gets used.
Yeah, and I think it is only the
So.
recent past that it hasn't been used
Okay.
and spent for books. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, since the year after COVID, the annual appeal has brought in so much more over budget that they just let the CDs that those funds were. Roll over. And because there weren't any, I think that was just something the treasurer and Kathy decided to do. Because there wasn't more.
Well, we'll have
I
to.
think, yeah, the idea was that because, for instance, the Thomas Fund, which is the one you're referring to, that's 1989, I think, that I think it was like it's somewhere around $2,000. And so the interest it earns is not really that much each year. And so the idea was that we were raising enough over our fundraising budget that we could let that interest roll over in that fund for a few years and try to build it up so that the interest that came out would be more substantial. So that had So, but that was just the last few years that that was happening.
Thanks. Nice session.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's good to have questions. So overall, there from taxes, 4% increase. So that number, that's one of the specific numbers that we really would love to get an approval on today, so that we can take that number to Ellie and have it put into the town budget as they're going through the budget process right now. And then if we move along, we have expenses paid for by grants, which we've never had separated out before, but Amber separated out to so that we can really see where the different revenues are then being spent. And that is the internet is the fiber optic grant that we got from the Vermont Department of Libraries. And that is a grant that it pays out over 10 years. It's not going to actually last 10 years, but it should last maybe 8 years or something. But anyway, this is the, I think, first or second year of it. So that's what that is. And that pays for our first light fiber optic service. It also paid for equipment, but we anticipate the equipment now is new and hopefully will last for several more years. We'll see. The summer camp grant, it comes from the Vermont Humanities, and we have been good at consistently using that. This year, there was some that was left over after the camps, and so we were able to do some after school programming with it. And so that's might happen again, but we'll see. That's what that grant is for. It's for camps and after school programming. And the it says remaining courier there and then grant, and that mean that's just, and then we have another remaining courier down below. That's just the courier expenses are show up in three places, and one is from the taxes under the books and services line. One is on the grants, and one is from fundraising, and that's just to reflect the different revenue sources for those. And so we get a grant from the Department of Libraries, which is just a consistent grant. You can see we got it the last several years. And so that just covers part of the courier service. And then the last section. And so those are the grants that we can usually get, or those are the or that we kind of count on getting. We sometimes will get other grants, but those won't show up here. We like the Eldridge grant is an example, and then that would come in, and then it would have a specific purpose, and it would get used for that purpose. Okay, and then the last section here is the expenses that are paid from fundraising, which basically in this context is everything that's not taxes and not grants. And so here we have the remaining courier, which is, you can see it's not that much. That's the 545. So we're anticipating, since the courier service has been going really well, we are anticipating that next year we would add this into the ask for the town budget. And So you can see that that's the amount that we would be increasing that ask by. But for this fiscal year, we're proposing to continue fundraising for that. Postage, there's some nice notes here on the side about what these different things are used for. The
John,
magazine, yep.
I want to ask a
Sorry.
question.
Yeah.
What metric are we using to determine that having a second career stop is going really well? Because if we ask for that, we need to be able to say,
Amber's been taking lots of data.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah, I
tricky
don't.
match, honestly, because we are getting, we're receiving more books and sending more books out.
Okay.
But that's not really the metric that would the reason is that it helps people get books faster, and the library system doesn't save that data very well for us.
Okay.
But it's mostly about sort of quality of library experience.
Okay.
So we have in the annual library survey, we have some quotes that we could use just for like a qualitative experience.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's a tricky one to have like this perfect data point to say this is why this is working, because it's mostly about increasing the library service.
Yeah.
But you
Right.
did several requests from patrons.
Yeah.
And so there was specific, people
Yeah.
wanting this.
I just
Yeah.
like to have it
No,
on that if the
that's
ask
fair.
comes up, how do we justify if
Yeah.
someone says,
Yeah.
well,
We
how
didn't make it up. It was
yeah.
being asked for. Okay.
Yeah. I think the other, but yeah, most of the things to describe are not a data point, but
Okay.
like I didn't get my booking friends, so it no longer met my need, or we're able to get these books for the book group a little faster so people can have the whole amount of time and move for the next month.
Well, I think it's a great, I'm not saying it's, I think it's a great idea. I'm
No, I
just
like
wondering if
making it.
somebody says
Why?
justify,
Yeah.
justify the extra spend.
Right.
Not that it's a big expense, but
Right.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah.
big
So,
one is, can I'll just say,
yeah.
when you have a collection that is so much small, that is the smallest in our library consortia, that courier service kind of means more to your library to have it be
Right.
happening so often. If we're going to continue to justify only having
This
room for
space.
about 5,000 things.
That's an
And
excellent point. Yeah.
this is the way that we provide access. And it is the most inexpensive, like it's much more inexpensive than using the mail.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most compelling part of all.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough space, so the way to increase our collection is to make our collection churn.
Yeah, because we could keep the stuff that we buy longer, and most and often that's what people are going to other libraries to find is the stuff that we had it, which we can't have everything because budget can't have everything, but we definitely can't hold it.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to answer that
I like
question.
this too because I these are the things you should think about
Yeah.
when we take the budget.
I have two questions.
Okay,
Sorry.
go for your
Yeah.
questions. I'm very aware of time,
Yeah.
and so I'm wanting us to get to the place where we can vote, and
Okay.
I'm hoping we can streamline through the other
The
stuff. But what are
rest.
your two
Yeah.
questions?
One really irrelevant one was you two brought mugs from home, and are there no more cups for the
No,
hockey?
I just walked over. There are mugs here.
There are mugs in the red hold. It has a green towel on top of it.
Under the
There's a little shelf over there.
okay,
Yeah.
incredible news. Didn't know
Yeah, there's
that.
been a collection of mugs here
Wow.
for a
Okay. And then my second question was for postage in the budget for proposed postage. So we talked about having postage covered in the budget for our
the appeal.
appeal. Is that shown here too with the increase? Because that it is with it just being 200.
It's
Right.
not.
It's not that. No, well,
But there's a
so
reason.
yeah.
Yeah.
So what? Let's see. The way that we have been operating and the way that we are trying to set up within with the town with this transition to the town treasurer helping manage our finances is that we have we will have separate categories. Where I'm trying to be careful with my words because certain I want to say funds, but you we have one fund, right, that we're talking about right now, a library fund. But inside of that fund, there are separate categories. And one of the categories is our operating budget, which is what we're looking at right now. And then another category would be our fundraising. So this is showing, this operating budget is showing how much money we will spend out of our fundraising, but we might fund, we might raise a lot more than is there, and that money is not reflected here in this part of the fund. It would be reflected in a different part of the fund. And so in that fundraising part of the fund, we were going to put fundraising expenses.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so that
Fundraise.
ex the expenses for the postage and other fundraising expenses will
Okay,
show up
awesome.
in that place.
Okay, sounds good, John. Do you
Okay.
think we might be in a place to have a vote?
Yeah, if people feel good, I just there are two parts of this in the fundraising that I just wanted to highlight, I guess,
Okay.
that are different from last year, or I guess maybe there's three spots, but or I just keep adding four. Okay. Okay, so two things that increase. One is in the maintenance line. We've changed it to be a maintenance building and grounds and repair line, and that will include the especially big increase because of the e-bikes, which had been paid for out of that grant. And so now we're going to have to start paying for the maintenance on it, on those. And so we're increase that line there. And let's see, we have an increase, just a general increase on the in the digital resources part of that. So that line here shows up as 2600, and part of that is that this some of these things had been paid for under the programming line last year, and this is just bringing it out for more clarity and just helping us better be able to track that. And then some of it is increasing the content because digital resources are very popular, and so being able to add additional content from Libby or additional resources that we might learn about in the future that we don't know about right now. But so that line is different and bigger. And then the I think one significant decrease is in the training and travel line, which had been at 1,000, and we're proposing 400 based on how it actually has been used. So that was, people might remember that that was a line that got, when we added the books and services line to the town budget, we had extra resources at that time to allocate differently in our throughout our operating budget, and so we had added that line in there as a real guess. We didn't at what might be used, and so now we have 1.5 years of use of it, and we feel good about reducing that quite a bit. And then the programming line is reduced, and part of that is because those digital resources being taken out of it, and also part of it is because our grant that we got from the Vermont Humanities increased. And so again, it's just based on the usage. We've are thinking that this is more what we are projecting will be used.
The other thing that was previously in the programming line was museum and park passes. And so
Yes.
just having them be specified and then go to separate.
As a separate line, right? Yeah. And so yeah, you can see how all these lines are a little different than they had been presented last year, but I think it is all getting better and better. And so it's like just more clarity. I think a lot easier to look at the lines and have an understanding of what is being paid for there. So that's where all the overall numbers came from. And then we put in, so that would be it. So our revenue requests for taxes and for fundraising are based on those expenses. So if we don't have any more questions, I would make a motion for us to approve these budget numbers and authorize Amber and I to present the tax numbers to the town as part of the budget workshops in the town.
Second
And all those in favor.
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Thank you, John and Amber, for
Yeah,
incredible
there's a
work
lot of
on
work.
this.
Yeah.
Thank you, both of you.
Yeah. Good. Well, thanks, everybody. It's always we try to make our library be really good and serve all the needs and more, but also not to be go overboard and try, especially when we're trying to ask for to raise tax money, to make sure that we are not being overly extravagant or anything. And I think we did another good job of, keeping basically overall, this is a level funded budget. So
Yeah.
I would call it fiscally conservative.
Yes, very good. Yes, thank you. Now,
Go to bed.
put yourself to
Yeah.
bed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And
Nice.
I see that the appeal letters are there, and I will come by to pick mine up.
Very good.
You're not quite ready for pickup yet, though.
Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you, John.
All right.
Feel
Well,
better.
thank you,
Feel better.
everybody.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take
Bye.
care. Feel better.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I should have mentioned this right at the beginning,
Yes.
but this won't always be the case. But if
Yes.
you have to, I have to be like the Mike has to go back to work.
I think
So
we know how to be flexible.
okay,
It's
yeah.
helpful.
And I can always go back and sign on.
So we're doing good.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, I'll be back.
yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot left.
So, but I think there are ways we can streamline.
Yeah.
So how about Amber, you go right away, and then Emma, we totally understand. So feel free to leave at 10 of,
Okay.
and we understand.
I'm moving to the children's corner. I
Yeah.
need somewhere to place my device.
Yeah.
Do they like the Hunchback from Virginia?
Yes, that's good. The table is good.
Okay, so I sent my report and I don't have much to add. I do have some more thank you letters for donations that came in memory of Jack Nienhauser. And so I have a little packet here if anybody would be willing to do that. I can, it's pretty self-explanatory. If anybody wants to send some thank you letters. And I'll just say that things are continuing to go really well with the town and with Ellie. She's being so hopeful with taking on some extra work with us for bookkeeping, and I'm just it's I think it's going to be really great. It adds a layer, another layer of people that are helping with the finances, and that is always really smart. And she and I already find things to fix in each other's work. So that is just, it's, I think it's doing what we wanted it to do.
And another set of eyes.
Another set of eyes. Yeah, that's just what they,
really good.
That's just what they recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone has any questions.
You're doing great work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Our last poetry and sound session is on Wednesday, and it's been having kids during the after school time is totally wild, because they have so many different there's lots of different things that they need to do in that right after school time, and so we're doing all of them. And it's so fun to have a popcorn machine to have popcorn. And so a big part of it is snacking and
just
letting
chilling out.
Letting go
yeah,
of school, which looks different. But like many creative acts, there was this 15 minutes of time the last time that they met where honestly, I think they recorded all of their best content. And the rest was all like chatting
just
and
hanging out
for each other.
That's awesome.
And then there was like this like boom, like each
yes.
group recorded like three tracks, and they wrote like three haikus about stinky feet and stinky shoes, and it was really magical.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And for the library to be a great, safe hangout, lovely
yeah.
place with a little bit of sprinkling of programming, I think is great.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Any questions for Amber from anybody? I'm going to move us on if there aren't. Co-chair's report. I don't have a lot to share. We had a good meeting. This is me or Judith reporting on our monthly meeting
mm-hmm.
with Amber. And I think the main takeaway, Amber, was you saying trusty feedback for Amber was ask for help. And I think that one thing that you made clear to me is that there are specific things that are more trusty things that for us to clarify and for trustees to just take the initiative and do it.
Right.
And so we could maybe spell that out next month. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Or do you want to speak to that?
I think I have this draft that we came up with that I can give you before we leave. And I send it to of this calendar for us. And I feel like there's things that we can decide that trustees might want to take on in advance. And then we can, and it doesn't all, you know, like the person that needs to ask and remind, that's also
work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
emotional labor.
So I feel like what
we
could do.
That. Every woman in the room. Oh, I'm familiar with that.
Right.
I
feel like what we could do partially with this calendar that the trustees have used an annual calendar together for years and years is, and that's one of the things, is just sort of list these main tasks that happen during each month, and then people can identify.
That's very
a lot of, I don't know if we need to have a more formal like sign up or just a like, that's my, I do that. But well, a way that we don't have to spend quite as much time organizing
exactly.
ourselves, because
yeah.
it can take.
Would this be for like old window things,
yeah.
or like having maybe a set schedule or on our calendar, like we're going to do the window dressers like as soon the first cold day, but let's also just decide
like
this
who's
going to do it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, the window dressers are on this.
So, Amber's not asking who wants to do this.
Totally.
We're taking it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great.
It's something, this one will be for 2026. So, we can all see, like, these are the main activities each month. And it's, we don't have time to talk about it, but I wanted to pass it out. I can do that at the end, but what I would, it would be great if you would just look it over and then think of things that might be missing that you could think of.
Or things you might want to take on and do.
Or things that you just think, that is my.
That's not the other way.
Okay.
Good. You wouldn't pass them up now because we're right here and we're
Sure.
talking about it. And so I thought that was really concrete response to feedback given to Amber.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thanks, Amber, for that. Nothing for Friends of the Library. Old business happens to be in Jeanette's lap.
Yeah. So yeah, this is what I'm doing is I think there's some duplications of label printouts, you think?
I did find one when I was looking
Yeah,
earlier.
I found one.
Yeah,
So I'm just putting the.
I'm hopeful there's not more than one or two.
Yeah. So when I just stopped and I'm just alphabetizing, then I'm going to start looking for the equipment. But anyway, so the plan is I'm going to come in tomorrow, either take these home or come tomorrow, get all the labels on, get all the stamps
Thank you,
on,
Jeanette.
so that when you get your packet, all you need to do is whatever you want to write on the letter. And then
That's new. Thank you.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'll just.
thank you, Jeanette.
Well, in the
Thank
past
you.
years, the
Amber would
library
did it.
director would do
Like
this, and I
she
just
totally
felt like
organized it.
that
I mean, in the past we
wasn't.
just got a set of labels
You'd be
and
all
we would
right.
use our own stamps.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
that is
still it
nice,
was
right?
organized like
Yeah.
a set of all that stuff.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right. So thank you.
This just doesn't take that much time, obviously, and it just and so the stamps will be on. You'll get the letter, you'll get the envelope, and then we'll just have to sign it.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was old business.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Yep.
Jeanette.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome, Emma. And you're about to walk out the door, but
Thank you.
welcome. We're glad you're here. It's really great to have you.
Thank you.
And let's see. Megan Zumbini.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I discussed this briefly with Amber, at one of my many library visits, and was just basically requesting that my dream for Zumbini would be to do it seasonally for the children in our town. And also, I discussed it with you as well that I want to open it to more than 0 to 4, just because at John's house over like the first weekend of October, we had a camp out and there was many children who did it that were probably ages like 6 to 12 and up.
Nice,
And they all
nice,
loved it too. And
nice.
Corvidia was there, but she was like pretty much the youngest baby. And then there was like maybe a 4-year-old, but they seemed very
Three
interested in
different
it.
movements. So.
Yeah, it's it, I think I can also alter the program specifically for an older, just to
Sure.
serve the most amount of people rather than being like, it has to be this thing. But I would really like to do it seasonally if that could be somehow allotted for our programming.
So is this just a conversation with Megan and
Yeah,
you? Yes,
it
I
is
think
actually. Yeah, I
you
think
just
so.
talked to our librarian
Okay.
and
Because
done with it.
because Amber was like, well, I think maybe we could talk about the budget from the money that we just got from, all the money coming in as donations going possibly to that. So if you guys were all happy for us to continue that discussion, then we'll just move forward with that.
Yeah,
Fine.
the other thing that it could be paid for is when my more when money comes in from the funds of the library to augment the budget more. Yeah. We don't have a way yet to spend the money, the extra the that's a funny place to be in right now, but we don't have a wait a line out yet for the money that's going in to the town most recently for in memory of Jack Nieuwenhuizen. Yeah, and that's one that I'm really hopeful for, but I can't. Yeah.
But it will be happening.
Yeah.
But seems like you and Megan will just make a plan.
Yeah, we can.
In a
I hate to
seasonal
be the person
event.
to say this,
Go
but
for it.
are you getting reimbursed for running the program?
Yeah, I give you for the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then we're talking about conflict of
Yeah,
interest.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
So
So,
I've talked to Erica about that just overall because
oh, good.
Emma
Thank
raised
you.
it
Yeah.
as a summer teacher. And the big key with that is total clarity,
Yeah.
total transparency, and keeping a record of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad
So,
you asked. I
well,
was just
on
curious.
the record, I want to say for my summer session, which was 6 weeks, I got paid $600. So 100 per class.
And then I would be asking for that same amount for class. Like if I were to do 8 weeks at the library or something, it would be 8.
Yeah, I think we just keep a record of it. We're totally transparent.
Yeah.
There's not a problem. We're just very clear about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that the other part is that it is the other clarity part, right? This was the weird part of like in this setting, like you guys are my supervisor, but then in the hiring for the programming, like I am my supervisor.
Yeah.
Just like totally this fantastic small town lasagna layers, like we all do all the time. Everything.
So that, but you are the boss and
of
you
that.
Do hire and fire.
Of
yeah,
that.
That. Yeah, of that. Great. So you're good?
Yes.
Okay, great. And the meeting schedule
is here.
This is there.
Just if everyone can look through it. I don't know if you want it in paper or not.
So this is always the third.
There are some exceptions in the beginning of the year because of holidays.
Okay. Martin Luther King.
Just definitely. Definitely we want to have it on a different one because that is a town holiday.
Yeah.
The February is on President's Day, which is not technically a town holiday.
Is there no school that
but
day?
There is probably no school that day, so the trustees could decide to not could decide to also have that on a different Monday. It's up to you guys.
We just have, but there's no school. You can miss
Okay. Megan, here's so
no
problem. Oh, So
I don't know if we have to. I don't think the group usually votes to approve it.
No, we don't have to.
It's nice to like.
Yeah, we do kind of work together.
Before next month, just look at this and see if you have any issues so that we don't, so that we can schedule them for the whole year.
So we'll set it because we also have the proposed new calendar structure.
Right.
This guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think at the next meeting we can probably talk about those.
Yeah, and if there's a change, we could put the change right in here.
Yeah.
Something other than the third week. Good. All right. I think we did it. Yes. Did we do it?
So
I am in contact with Erica about our quarterly meetings coming to Select Board and what it might be the second, well, anyway, I'll get back to you on when it's going to be.
Okay.
But we're in conversation. I've left it in her lap right now.
Nice.
So that's meeting quarterly in the year, and we take turns.
Okay. And it's about a 5-minute presentation.
Super short. It's really good. Yeah, it's building our relationship.
Yep. It's showing them pictures of what's happening in the library.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And telling them how many people have been here.
Yes. So I'll report back on that next month.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Okay, yes, you should
dash
off.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eva.
Nice to be here with you all.
Thank you.
So glad you had a topic of interest.
Well, Emma asked.
Yeah, I asked when I had my first meeting.
Yeah, so you guys know that
problem.
As long as we're clear and transparent.
Yeah, because I mean.